beep bop boop 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 beep bop.
You are not a robot.
Hello, I'm Ben.
And I'm Jenny.
And we're playing Doctor. Regeneration Edition.
Yay!
So we got back from Regeneration Who, held in Hunt Valley, Maryland.
Yeah.
Which is the home...
Or Cockeysville.
Hunt Valley.
Because okay, Hunt Valley.
It's the home of the McCormick spice industry that I'm heir to.
Which you reminded us as we're driving down McCormick Road.
Yep, going past the McCormick Executive Center.
Yeah, anyway, and it was at the Hunt Valley Inn, so let's call it Hunt Valley.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a great, great time. This was the
first
Regeneration Who, and as usual, Oni knocked it out of the park.
Yep.
Just fantastic. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. It was unbelievable. You would not have thought that this was a first-year show.
No. I mean, like, everything was great.
Yes.
Just...
Unbelievable.
Fantastic.
I mean, words are escaping me. I mean, this is going to be a crap episode talking about an awesome show because the show was so beyond words. I mean, we've gone to Intervention 5 years mm-hmm. now. I've had a table there 5 years in a row. Hopefully I have one this year. I better have one because I made a lot of promises to people that we would be there.
Yeah.
So Oni and Harknell know how to put a show together.
Yeah.
They've staffed shows. They've run their own show. Like I said, our favorite show of the year is Intervention. This is giving it a run for the money, though.
And I think what is great about their shows, I mean, it was like this for Intervention, and I think it's held through for Regeneration, is that it feels like it's a show put on for people who like to go to shows. It's not just a big business
right.
convention.
This isn't like, you know, World Extravaganza Cons Incorporated.
Mm-hmm. Like, we went to the Star Trek Con in
yes.
Cherry Hill a few years back.
Yep.
And it was great. You know, we met some awesome celebrities, got autographs, the whole mm-hmm. nine yards.
Had fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. But, I mean, like, as far as programming and as far as, like, what was going on at the show, the vendors that were at the shows,
right.
Regeneration is 100 times better.
Anytime, and I've said this before about Intervention, but anytime I go to one of Oni's shows, it feels like I'm going home.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see...
It's the family.
It is a family. I mean, and she makes you feel like family is the great thing. But that not just the table vendors like us, but the guests
mm-hmm.
feel like part of the family. I mean, if you see Oni's Facebook posts, I mean, she was literally crying. You know, she wept a little when she said goodbye to the guests because it was like her family was going back home to England or something.
Yeah.
And I believe that
y'all
totally.
Y'all come back now.
Exactly. I mean, it's like we were saying at the convention this past weekend, though, if you added up all the days I've been at Intervention, mm-hmm. maybe 15 days total. But it feels yeah. like it's not. It feels like more than that because it's just there's the convention and then there's this dark time in between the conventions that I try to forget about.
And then the not convention times.
Yes, and that's like the weekend when I'm stuck going back to my real life at work and everything. Well, this show fits right into that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and thank God now I don't have to wait so long to go between
yes.
shows. I can have my Regeneration Who, and I'll have my Intervention. And we're going to be at Tidewater Comic-Con. But the thing with Oni shows is I want to stay at the hotel that the con's at, you know.
Because you want to be part of that, like,
because
that whole atmosphere.
Because every one of her shows last into the wee hours.
Mm-hmm.
Even after programming is over, though, people get together and chat. There are always people in the lobby, you know, because we're all of a like mind. So there's always a little group in the lobby
mm-hmm.
off to the side chatting about something. You know, we chat as you pass people in the halls all day. And it's always a blast. You had a guest list that was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I got to meet two of the doctors, which blew me away.
Yeah.
My first interaction with Colin Baker was a little surprising. I was just walking down the hall.
Did you pee yourself?
No. But I think the staff member who got caught by surprise did. Because I was walking down the hall, and around the corner, all of a sudden, a Colin Baker appeared.
A wild Colin Baker appeared.
Right. And I used stare attack, and it was not effective. No, but he wanted directions to the foyer.
Oh,
and I said, lobby? Yes, the lobby. So I was like, it's down this way. And he goes, well, can you show me? And I was like, yes, I can.
Right this way.
Right this way, doctor. And, you know, Mr. Baker, this way. And so I escorted him back so he could see the lobby. Oh, thank you. And he just carried on his merry, happy way.
And you didn't scream like a little girl this time.
I did not. It was not the LeVar Burton effect was not activated. But the young lady who had also been surprised by his sudden appearance had this dazed look as she had followed us back. And I looked at her and said, you know that was Mr. Colin Baker. And she goes, uh-huh. I said, and he was the sixth doctor. And she's like, uh-huh. I said, well, I'm a little bit in shock right now.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, me too. I said, okay then.
See, I didn't really talk to a whole lot of the celebrities that were there, mm-hmm. Partly because I'm not as much up on the classic Doctor Who, so I don't know what to say to people, and I don't want to be like one of the fans that's just like, oh, I really liked you in that one episode with the thing. Like,
I liked you when you fought the Daleks. It was really awesome. Can I have your autograph?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say, so I'm just like, hey, how's it going?
Well, other than that, though,
like, too cool for school and shit.
We left Haley the intern watching the table because we had heard that Sylvester McCoy had come by our table not once but twice. While we were on panels.
Yes.
So we went to his table. And people who follow us on Facebook have seen that picture because mm-hmm. it's now my cover. You know, I will be putting it up on the Playing Doctor page soon.
On my Facebook, I took a picture of Tom Baker at the Skype panel and put that up as my cover so that he's like looking down and judging everyone.
Yes, but he found, he judged us worthy. Next question.
Yeah. Next question. Ask me another.
I definitely think once Oni gets these videos online, you have to go to the Regeneration Who page
mm-hmm.
and check it out.
Are they actually going to be up?
There's going to be a lot of videos. People uh-huh. were filming stuff, so you'll find these online.
You should definitely go to the Regeneration Who Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Like the page, because there's already a whole lot of pictures. You know, you can live vicariously if you weren't able to go this weekend.
Well, that was the thing, is there's always so much programming. And when we work a table, even with us sneaking away from the table, me more than others,
mm-hmm.
we still don't get to see all the show. Because there's just so much going on. Like, we did a live recording there. And this was great because Nev Fountain, which we'll be playing that discussion, that chat with Nev Fountain later this week. He's from Big Finish.
Just
a casual chat. And that's what it felt like. We were just sitting at the table. We'd originally planned to do a show with Future Ben.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd let him out of the basement to do one show. But he kind of slyly arranged for Nev to hold back and talk about Big Finish with he and our friend Craig.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nev thought he was interrupting us getting ready for our panel, which was a live recording. I made the offhand remark, well, you could join us. He responds, I'd hate to intrude. And I said, it's no bother at all. Please.
Right this way, sir. Yeah.
So that was
great.
We should
really let Ben out of the basement more often.
We should, because he always brings nice friends with him when we're at conventions.
Yeah.
We were sitting at the bar having dinner. And mm-hmm. he just looks up and sees Colin Spall from the Cybermen episode.
God, what?
Age of Steel.
What the hell is his name? I forgot. Drawing a blank.
Oh, his character's name?
Yes. He played Alfred.
The snarky assistant to Cybex guy.
Yes.
Cybus Lumic.
Yeah. Yeah, we really know our Doctor Who on the show.
Yeah, we're burned out, though, because it was...
But I don't think we pretend to be, like, the super expert. Well, I do. You are, but...
Of the old stuff, yeah.
Anyways.
But no, this was... I mean, he just comes over and, you know, sits and chats about the neighborhood back in England.
And that was just fascinating to hear Ben and him talk. And
yeah,
we had to talk about Branston Pickle.
Yes.
Which is one of my favorite English condiments.
You and Ben like Branston Pickle at like some unnatural level.
It's so good.
But anyway, more about the con.
I want to talk more about Branston Pickle.
I know you do.
I love food.
And that's why I want to move on.
I want to talk about the thing that we had for sale there that was like the freaking
breakout
star. Okay, so if you weren't there, we made these.
TARDIS access badges.
TARDIS access badges. They're plastic on a lanyard. You get to plug in your badge to the TARDIS, and it gives you full control security clearance.
Are you sure that's what happens?
Yes, that is exactly what happens.
Have you tested this?
Yeah.
So if one of the people who buy this, if they come across a TARDIS, actual TARDIS, and is a Type 40...
They have full control if they have that badge.
Okay.
So we made some of these up. We sold them. We only had 25 because I actually only thought that we would sell like five.
Five or two. You ordered 10.
I ordered 10. I figured we'd sell a few over the weekend.
And our new friend John said, no, take 25.
Yes.
25 got us from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m.
If even that.
Yeah. Then the rest of the weekend was us taking... email addresses so we can tell people how to order them later.
Yes, and they're very fancy and pretty. We will be having more.
Yep.
At Tidewater Comic Con, which is May 16th and 17th.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
Yep.
It's a 2-day show this time.
Yeah.
So make sure you come down to that.
And if you're going to want one of these, we're going to put pictures of the badges on the webpage. Mm-hmm. But if you're
they're already on Facebook.
Okay, but if we'll put it on the webpage too. But if you want one of those badges, holy smokes, get us at Tidewater or get us at Intervention because mm-hmm. we can't keep these things.
Yeah.
Other things, I got to meet Nicola Bryant, which was embarrassing.
You almost like drooled. You slipped in a puddle of your own drool.
Well, I mean,
your way out the door.
When she was on Doctor Who, I was a young man. I was a teenage boy.
Mm-hmm.
I had that, the schoolboy crush on celebrity or whatever. You never expect to meet your celebrity crush.
Uh-huh.
I've now done this twice.
What was the first time?
Nichelle Nichols.
Oh,
she
okay.
was my first ever TV crush.
Okay.
Right? And then immediately after Nichelle was Perry. So it's like, this is really awkward.
You just got a list.
I do.
You're meeting your list of celebrity crushes.
Okay. I have. Hmm. And I've so far met them all, so it's a little in the order that they were crushes.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Interesting. I like how this show is going.
Yeah, because eventually we're going to run into B. Arthur, and it's going to be really awkward. Not Golden Girls B. Arthur, but like Maude B. Arthur. No?
Anyways... Anyways,
so how was the show?
It was great. I can't wait till next year.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. It was great seeing all of our con friends.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got two shows coming up. We've got the Nev Fountain coming out after this one.
Yep.
And then after that, we've done another bracket.
Oh, God.
Which was supposed to be our panel.
But we ended up doing the Nev Fountain interview.
Yes. So the panel or the bracket that we did, it was originally supposed to be the worst Doctor Who villain.
But it became the Doctor Who villain you don't want to see again anytime soon.
Yes. And it's, to be clear, it's the recurring villain. Like, we left out the mighty jack-off Maxa Rodenfro.
The one-shot villains. This was, though,
the Weeping Angel.
We did Weeping Angels. We did Daleks. We did Cybermen.
Silence.
Nesting Consciousness.
Well,
the Autons. We included the Nesting Consciousness with the Autons.
The main, Doctor Who villains. So we narrowed
Zygons.
It down to... Yeah.
Zygon, take me away.
Jesus, never do that again.
Okay.
So we narrowed it down to the one that we want to never, ever see again. And
well, not... We don't want to see again for a long time.
For a long time.
Yeah.
And I think the answer may surprise you.
Yeah.
So
tune
into that.
That'll be in 2 weeks. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
If I ever get around to editing it before the next Regeneration Who comes
we
up.
We shall see.
Okay.
Anyway.
But again, I want to say a major thank you to Ben.
Yes, thank you, Ben. Ben Taylor
keeps us straight when we're at cons. He is the consummate showman.
Mm-hmm.
He can work a crowd. He can convince people to give us their table at dinner. He can...
I think he has dark magic powers.
No, no. He is a force of good. Because he just... I don't know. He does have some kind of Jedi power of over the mind.
He does.
And he knows everybody. And freely offers to introduce them to us, which makes us very happy.
Yeah.
We have a new secret friend, who I'm not going to name, but when you go to Oni's shows, there's sometimes more stars there than what are announced.
Like, some people are just there to see the at show. The con.
Yes. And I made a point not to, like, point them out and go, oh my God, it's Tim! But, yeah.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was really cool.
Especially since you didn't introduce me to him at Baltimore, and then I got to meet him on my own. So, ha. Okay.
Okay.
Is there a sign in my yard? No. We'll cut that out. But it was a good show.
Yeah. So
now, granted, our room, because we didn't confirm our reservation until late in the game, our room was...
Is that why?
Yeah. Yeah. I made the reservation toward the end of the room blocks being sold out back in September of last year.
So that's how sold out the show gets. You need to...
Well, she was able to open up more rooms and get more rooms added to the block. But because I'd made mine at the end of one block, but then there was like some mistake between me and the hotel, which customer service fixed.
Jiggery pokery, yeah.
Right. But, and that and the fact that we didn't show up until 11:30 at night on Thursday.
Right. So, basically, what he's trying to say is they put us at the far end of the hotel.
We were closer to Intervention in Rockville than... No, it wasn't that bad. And it, honestly, it wasn't that bad. It's a big hotel, plenty of room, but you have to make...
Here's the thing about that hotel. It was really kind of cool in this, like, weird way. Like maybe it was haunted. I think it was haunted.
Unless it was horse spirits.
Oh my God, yes. Our intern Haley was going around taking pictures of all horses. The horse pictures that were on the walls. And they were some very bizarre, like the horse was like up on its hind legs and the photographer had just taken a picture of the horse's chest area.
Haley is obsessed with these horses.
Like, well, I think she thought it was My Little Pony.
Yeah, but
she's looking for the cutie marks.
Yeah. But, so the hotel was nice. I mean, it was definitely one of the nicer hotels I've stayed. I've been traveling a lot this year.
Mm-hmm.
And this was definitely one of the nicer hotels.
It was very nice. It had a very comfy bed.
But what I'm saying is that when people see Oni or the official page say, hey, the room block is available, make your reservations now before they run out.
They're not fucking lying.
It's a good idea to make, as soon as you see it, don't give up hope, but don't count on there always being a room.
Yeah.
This place filled up fast.
I'm honestly surprised. I don't know what the total count was on the ticket sales, but...
Oni announced on a page that it was, I want to say like over 1,600.
Yeah.
Was the last number that I saw. And it's probably higher than that. And then there was a lot of walkthrough traffic.
Yeah, like people sneaking in. So sneaky.
Well, they weren't like sneaking in, but like people who were there for other things. Because there were like three different conventions going on.
Oh, like there was the cheerleader convention or whatever.
Yeah, and so people would accidentally walk down the wrong hall and suddenly it's a world of Doctor Who and they're like, oh my God. So there was easily, you know, I'm time traveling. We're in the fucking future now. No. Robots roam the streets. But
I hate when that happens, though, for real.
Thankfully, the doctor was there.
So
we're all over the place with this. So I'm going to go back to one of my favorite stories. There's a little kid, like, you know, a little guy, probably like 4 or 5 years old, dressed as the Seventh Doctor. When he walked past Sylvester McCoy's table, there's this awesome little banter between the two, because here's Sylvester McCoy talking to a 5-year-old.
Oh my God.
That was dressed like him from the series.
That'd be the cutest freaking thing.
It was, and you saw stuff like that all weekend. My God, there were so many Tom Bakers.
Just the costumes in general, it was fantastic.
We saw the special weapons Dalek.
Yeah.
There was maybe a 4-foot, 3-foot high Dalek with a little kid inside of it.
So many baby Daleks. Oh, the baby Adipose.
Yeah.
That was so cute. I think, honestly, one of my favorite costumes all weekend was the guy dressed as Missy.
Yeah.
Drag Missy.
Drag Missy did a great... But there was an authentic Lady Missy that I honestly thought, how did Oni get Missy?
Creepy. Little
Miss Gomez is here. Oh my God. But why is she dressed in character?
And there was a lot of Tom Bakers. I mean, just a lot of people in
There's a ton of Tom Baker scarves, even without the Tom Bakers. But there's the one guy.
The one guy. Yeah. Okay, of all of them. Yeah. There's one particular guy that he did all the variations of Tom Baker. Like, the first time I saw him, he had the red, like, velvet robe. And the red scarf and everything. And the weird thing about him is that he had the same hair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had the same body type.
He grew out the Baker fro from the 70s. Yeah.
And the way he stood and everything,
he was like young Tom Baker. Yeah.
Except he was just about 6 inches shorter. Like,
nobody can be that tall.
That's the thing, is that he was still tall, but he wasn't Tom Baker tall.
Okay, but to be fair, you're kind of on the short side.
Everybody's tall to me.
Right. So he was an authentic looking Tom Baker.
Yes.
Because the height differential adjusted, you know, like the shorter he was, but because you're shorter too. If you stood next to him, he looked like an authentic Tom Baker.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, so I should just dressed as, like...
Leela?
I was going to say Ramona, but I was like, no, she's fucking tall, too.
No, you should dress like Leela.
You just have some kind of fetish for this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That might be crush number 3. But anyway...
I'm fine with this.
So...
Anyway, let's move on so we can work on this cosplay.
Yeah.
Any closing remarks?
Well, I want everybody to be sure to come visit us at our table at Tidewater Comic Con.
May 16th and 17th.
Right. I want everybody to come out to Intervention in August.
Don't know the dates for that yet, right?
We'll put it on the page. August. It's on the webpage already.
Okay.
And then I want them all to come to Regeneration Who.
Next year.
Regeneration Who 2. Because we had a blast. I mean, there were a lot of our Intervention friends there. Like I said, Ben Taylor was there.
Chris Otto,
who joins us on the Brackets episode. Mm-hmm. He's a fellow webcomicker from way back. And we have all of his information in the show notes on his episode. Ben Taylor's notes, we're just going to cut and paste it from all the times he's been escaped from the basement.
Right.
Tangent
artists.
Rachel and Monica were there. Which is, you know, it's always fun to see them.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Oh, God, I can't remember her name, but...
Well, Brian Collin came by.
Yep. Oh!
And she had the robot that she made, a Weeping Angel robot that we didn't get to see. But I'm so excited for her.
Yeah.
Because when she had the panel right after us, when we discussed with Heather, we discussed the Series 8, Hit or Miss.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we came outside, all of a sudden we look, and you thought, like, one of the doctors was doing a signing or something, because there's people lined up. There's staff going, all right, stay to the left, stay to the left. Smoking cars are forward, stay to the left.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the heck? You know? And no, all of a sudden here comes Bree with her Weeping Angel robot to set up. It was standing room only. I've seen pictures from inside the room, and it was insane.
I really hope we can see that panel recorded, because we both wanted to go see that.
Right.
But it was just in a weird... sandwiched in between other panels. And we
because
had
immediately
going.
After that was, during her panel, was our prep for the next panel, which ended up being the Fountain interview. Our friend Craig was there, who's kind of promised that he's going to be on our panel at Intervention.
Ooh, fancy.
We're going to talk more about the Expanded Universe. I know that's not something we always discuss
here. Oh my God,
I
have to do homework.
You do, but you have until August.
Better start now.
We'll talk more about Big Finish on the Nev Fountain episode.
Mm-hmm.
But we definitely want to get busting on that. What else was going on? What else do we want to say as we say goodbye?
Sylvester McCoy was great.
Oh my God, just so pleasant. Like,
He's the coolest guy.
We paid to get a selfie with him, which he was doing.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he goes, oh, are there two of you? And my first thought was, oh,
they're going to charge us extra.
Milk us for some more money. No. He turned to the person who was assisting him at the table and says, you take the picture so they can both be in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how nice.
He was a lot shorter than I expected.
He's like, you know, your size. He's Hobbit size.
He is. He's fun sized.
He's fun sized, yeah. And he is fun. Oh my God. I've seen the pictures. He's on like luggage racks with people shooting him and Sophie through the hallways on these
things. Tell the story about Sophie at the panel, the companions panel.
I hear there's video out there, but they had a panel with the companions. Sophie Aldred, who's the lady who played Victoria from the Second Doctor, and Perry, Nicola Bryant. So they're, you know, introduced, what was your character's name, which doctor were you with, and what did you do? And First Lady, I played Victoria with the Second Doctor, and, you know, I helped the Doctor, blah, blah, blah. Then it goes to Sophie Aldred Henderson, and she played Ace, and she was with the Seventh Doctor, and this is basically what I did. And all of a sudden she jumps up, oi, Professor! And she's running down the aisle. Watch out, it's a Dalek! She grabs somebody's... somebody was cosplaying as Ace, right? She grabs their jacket. You know, she asks him, hey, give me a jacket. She gets the jacket. So now she's got the Ace jacket on. She runs down the aisle. She grabs somebody's Seventh Doctor umbrella. She starts miming like she's smacking Daleks out of the way. She gives the umbrella back, runs back, jumps up on stage. Don't worry, Professor! Goes under the table. When she comes out with a water bottle, right?
Oh, my God.
Like it's a bottle of Nitro 9. And she throws it down the middle of the aisle to destroy the Daleks. And she sits back down. She's like, and that's basically what I did on the show. And then it goes to Nicola Bryant, who played Perry. And she's like, how do you follow that? I mean, it was... Look at the video. But it was just...
Yeah, because I want people to see this. I want to see it personally.
Well, see, that's the thing, though, is that if you go to a show that has... The Seventh Doctor and Ace, you know, Sylvester McCoy and Sophie Aldred Henderson, make sure you go to a panel that they're on because they come off the stage. They had individual panels for each of the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and then together. So the panel where the Seventh Doctor and Sophie, you know, Sylvester McCoy and Sophie did one, and then Colin Baker and Nicola did one.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the one with Sophie and Sylvester... They get the roaming mics, and they're working the crowd.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's insane. You look like you have a question. What?
For a second, I swear to God, I thought you were looking at me saying, like, you look like you have a question. I'm like, no, I don't have any questions.
Next question. I was moved by the Tom Baker Skype. I want to think, we're all over the place. This is the worst episode we've ever, because we're so excited.
Well, this is just...
And this is just a filler to tell people that we got more stuff from the con coming.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just incredible.
It was great. It was great. You should really make a
huge
effort to go.
I literally cried because I met Tom Baker. And only...
Through Skype.
Not Tom Baker. Colin Baker. Cut that out. No, that's how emotional I was. But Oni introduced Colin and I, and she told him how much I supported, you know, her other cons. And I just got through apologizing for being such a twat when I was a teenager and not liking his doctor, but then realizing he was possibly one of the best doctors.
You know, I have to say this, though. Before going to this, I hadn't seen any Colin Baker, hadn't seen any Sylvester McCoy, because I'm just behind on 50 years of Doctor Who.
Yeah, you're more New Who.
Yeah, and it's not that I'm... Just trying to just stick with the new stuff. I just haven't.
We're watching some.
Right. So we watched Curse of Fenric.
Yeah.
And we watched, I forgot the name of it again. The Cybermans with Colin Baker.
Okay.
And.
In the sewers in London.
You know, I have to say, I really think that a lot of it, maybe just because I had been hearing that Colin Baker was not that good.
But he was really good.
His era was not
he?
That good. Yeah, he was really good. I was just. Maybe I've just been hearing all these years.
That's the thing. He got bad press.
Yeah.
His biggest problem was that the BBC, the one guy in charge, really didn't like the show, really mm-hmm. didn't like him. And so he put up with so much stuff. I'm working on a blog right now. I don't know if it'll ever get posted. But surprisingly enough, especially people who knew me back in the old days would be surprised. But I'm calling it Why Colin Baker Was the Best Doctor Ever.
And I think a lot of it for you might have been the fact that he was right after your favorite doctor.
Exactly.
And he's not going to live up to who
And the thing is, though, is that if you meet Colin Baker himself, though, mm-hmm. nicest man you'll ever want to meet. He's just so pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
I've started following him on Twitter. I follow.
What is it, Twitter?
He does have Twitter. I don't know if he advertises what it is, so I won't say it. But I'm sure it's out there. People, I'm sure he does. He's a celebrity. The man is. He's a writer. Mm-hmm. He's a performer. His Big Finish stuff has changed the world's opinion of the Sixth Doctor. So I mean, he's up there for me.
Very underrated.
Oh God, yeah. I mean, if you look at his other work. And you're like, oh, so he, you know, separate the actor from the character.
Yeah.
But even then, the character is amazing. When you go back and you look at it, he wasn't as bad. But again, he replaced my favorite doctor at the time. Yeah. Even, like, my daughter loved Eccleston.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't like Tennant. Tennant's, like, one of the most famous doctors, but she's that rare, you know, creature that doesn't like Tennant.
Well, okay, I thought that you were going to say the rare Eccleston fan, but there are
fans. We saw several cosplayers.
Yeah.
Which I thought was awesome.
It's hard to wrap up 3 days of an awesome convention into a condensed little show.
Haley the intern knows nothing about Classic Who, right?
No.
She's only watched New Who, and she had a blast.
Yeah. She fell in love with Sylvester McCoy, I'm pretty sure. Like, she was just like, he's just so cute. He's so much fun. He's great.
Yes.
So.
Well, you know, Radagast the Brown and Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Bundled into one character.
And I have to say also, from that one episode of Seventh Doctor that I watched,
uh-huh.
Ace went, like, straight to the top five of my companions.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I want to watch more to see if she makes the top three.
Yeah.
And I could easily see that.
Oh, no,
I
will
like,
show you
fantastic.
Some of her episodes.
And I'm just, it was frustrating to watch, though, because I could really tell that the BBC was not giving the show what
it
deserved.
The ones some of the ones we've watched recently are toward the end of the run.
Yeah.
Because you saw the Cat People episode. See, Kirby's going to love this because we're botching stuff left and right. He's going to have, like, 6 pages
He's going to send us a fucking manifesto.
He's going to have, like, an aneurysm and just, like, they're going to bring his
He will regenerate after
He will regenerate and then come to our house and take, like, Martin Luther and nail his manifesto to the door with his 95 points of what we were wrong about in the first 5 minutes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he should come to Regeneration Who next year.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the guys over at 20 Megabyte, if they get a chance. Well, they, mm-hmm. you know, some of them have met these guys before at conventions.
Mm-hmm.
But, so they know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But they definitely, yeah, this is something, if you're East Coast.
Come up to Maryland. Because
that was the thing. Before, there was the one down in Florida, and then there's the one up in Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked to the guys from L.I. Who.
Yep.
Up the Long Island Doctor Who convention, which, if I can ever get up there, I want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
But this filled that gap.
Yep.
That's that in between. You know, if
mid-Atlantic,
it's too far to drive to Long Island. It's too far to drive to Florida, or it may not be too far, but it's a little. You know, I don't know. This is one in your backyard.
Yeah.
And at the same time, all three of them, if you're on the East Coast, are very doable.
Definitely.
So you know, Amtrak. I want to ride a train. But
I know, sweetie.
But the you know, there's big shows on the West Coast, but we can't make it out to the West Coast.
Because we broke.
We ain't got no gas money for that.
We ain't got no coin.
Them big black sock sponsors ain't paying like they used to be.
Well, that's because we're not doing enough shows.
We got to get an Audible deal.
Let's move on.
Okay.
I think we've hit the bullet points of the 3-day weekend.
We should have had bullet points before we started this episode.
We hit most of them anyway.
Yeah.
So
phenomenal.
Yeah, let's wrap this up again. This is like the Lord of the Rings podcast that kept 5 different endings to this show.
And one more thing.
Tidewater Comic Con. Tidewater Comic Con.
Is Tidewater Comic Con our next show?
Yes.
And that's going to, we've already said the dates for that. And then Intervention. Oh, don't forget, though, the week after Intervention, we'll be back at the public library.
Back at the library.
Literally the weekend after. It's like Saturday and Sunday is Intervention in August. Mm-hmm. And then literally the Friday
the
after.
Next weekend.
Actually, it's going to be at the library. Actually, there are a lot of books there. Actually, this will be the grown-ups only version of the show.
Actually, cut that out right now.
Actually, I don't remember exactly where I was. Wrap it up.
So, yeah. Thanks.
Had fun. Had a blast. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Oni, for putting on such a great show.
Oni and Harknow and the staff.
Kara, everyone.
Oh, my God. Kara Dennison doing the interviews. I know she was worried going into it. You would have thought You would have thought she had been doing this forever.
Mm-hmm.
Great job with that. I was so proud of her.
And you know what? If you were at the show and you want to call in and give us
feedback,
some things, what was your most awesome moment at the show? Or what was it that...
Tell us. We'll play it.
Yeah. So give us a call. Our phone number is on the website. I don't know it off the top of my head anymore because we don't do enough shows anymore.
Got it. We don't do enough shows. Got it.
So
Jesus fucking...
Call us. Call us, leave us a voicemail, and we'll play it. So, yeah.
Give us free content.
Goddamn right.
Can we go now? The TARDIS is here.
Yes, let's go.
Get in the TARDIS. Use your access badge. Don't do something. Jesus God. Diver was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world moved. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really could. Isadora was the first bar burner, and you're glad she showed up. Oh yeah! The country was falling apart. Betsy Ross got it all sold up. And then there's more. And then there's more. And then there's more. That I'm compromising, enterprising, anything but tranquilizing.